This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, a new genre-bending orchestra launches a series of concerts designed to connect South Florida musicians. The Emerson String Quartet closes the season for Chamber Music Society of Palm Beach, and this year's Miami residency with the Cleveland Orchestra finishes with a concert that will have you singing along. If you like music with orchestra and a big, powerful chorus, then you're going to love the last concert in the Cleveland Orchestra's Miami residency. Here's conductor Giancarlo Guerrero.
This is the reason why we love classical music. This is the music that turned us into classical music lovers. It is the Beethoven 5, it is the Beethoven 9, it is the Carmina Burana. That is the repertoire that, for whatever reason, at one point in your life, you encountered it, and you never looked back.
Carmina Burana is one of those pieces that even if you don't know the title or the composer, you know the music. Giancarlo said this piece was written late at night by monks who were delving into deep carnal feelings.
People should be aware that this is actually dirty music. They were written in secret by monks. They would basically write deeper feelings about love, about lust, about sex, about drinking.
Then there's the rebellion quotient. We had it back then, just as we do now.
And I think that is something that is very much a part of the human experience. I mean, this idea of almost rebelling against authority. And that, I think, is the reason why this music is incredibly relevant today, because those basic aspects of life have not changed.
Giancarlo Guerrero conducts the Cleveland Orchestra, the Cleveland Orchestra Chorus, the Miami Children's Chorus, and soloists for Carl Orff's Carmina Burana, plus Chichester Psalms by Leonard Bernstein. Tonight through Saturday the 28th at the Arst Center. For tickets, visit arstcenter.org. Next Saturday, the 4th, you have a chance to take part in something new and innovative. The New Deco Ensemble launches their series of concerts that will pair nationally recognized artists from all genres of music with a small orchestra for an intimate performance at the Lightbox at Goldman Warehouse. The New Deco Ensemble won a Knight Foundation Arts Challenge grant in 2014 for their goal of connecting artists in Miami to inspire collaborative performances. The group also provides leadership in genre-bending musical exploration to create new hybrids of musical expression. For a sneak peek of what you can expect from the New Deco Ensemble and their concert series, visit newdeco.org. That's NU-DECO.org. Their debut concert starts at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 4th. You know you'll always find quality musicians when you go to a concert with Chamber Music Society of Palm Beach because the acts are handpicked by executive and artistic director Michael Finn. He was able to get the Emerson String Quartet lined up for their last concert of the season.
I actually heard them this summer again on Cape Cod. And I met them, and, it's one of my favorite quartets. I've got so many of their recordings.
Michael admits that he's not working alone. He put together an amazing season with some help.
I have such an incredible board of directors. They said, what would you do if you had just a wish list? And I said, well, I'd love to have the Emerson Quartet. And they said, book them.
When you're talking about a quartet that is the caliber of the Emerson Quartet, it doesn't really matter too much what they're going to play. You know it'll be fantastic. But for their concert next week, you'll hear some of their signature pieces.
They are playing the Britten arrangement of the Purcell Chaconne, the Ravel Quartet, and then the Beethoven Opus 127.
The Emerson String Quartet closes the second season of Chamber Music Society of Palm Beach. It's next Thursday the 2nd at the Mar-a-Lago Club. The concert starts at 6 p.m. and tickets are available online at cmspb.org. The musical that started it all for Rodgers and Hammerstein is now on stage with the Naples Players. Oklahoma is set in turn of the century, you guessed it, Oklahoma. A love story between a confident cowboy named Curly and the beguiling farm girl Lori. But the music, there are so many famous songs in this musical, like Surrey with the Fringe on top and Oh What a Beautiful Morning. All that great music is set in a territory on the verge of statehood, with people resolving their differences and the electricity of young love. Oklahoma is on stage now through April 4th at Blackburn Hall in Naples. All the details you need are online at naplesplayers.org. That wraps things up for this week. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.